This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the United States is boosting its military presence in the Mideast due to increased tensions.
The U.S. Defense Department will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintain an aircraft carrier in the region. The move by the Pentagon comes as President Joe Biden made good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and safeguard U.S. troops. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and Middle East regions. Steps are also being taken to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. I'm Norman Hall.
Thousands of mourners converged around the flag-draped coffin of Hamas's slain political chief Ismail Haniyeh in the Emirate of Qatar as the fallout from his death in an alleged Israeli attack surged with breathtaking speed. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on unrest in Venezuela's post-elections.
Masked assailants have ransacked a Venezuela opposition leader's headquarters as post-election tensions mount. The party of Maria Corina Machado said valuable documents and equipment were hauled away in the raid on her party headquarters. Images published by Machado's party on social media show several walls covered in black spray paint. The attack is the latest escalation of violence against opponents of Nicolás Maduro following the country's disputed presidential election. It comes as top officials, including Maduro himself, have threatened to arrest the opposition leader. Machado has gone into hiding as she seeks to rally Venezuelans and the international community to challenge the presidential election results. I'm Karen Chamas.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris greeted Americans freed from detention as they arrived at Joint Base Andrews, Maryland, following the largest Russia-West prisoner swap since the Cold War. More from Reuters' Ryan Chang.
The freed Americans who landed at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland included former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who was serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that he denied. Also was journalist Evan Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter who was accused in 2022 of spying for U.S. intelligence in Moscow, a charge he and his employer denied. The returnees also included Alsu Kermasheva, a Russian-American journalist sentenced to 6.5 years in prison, and Vladimir Kara-Murza, who was serving 25 years for treason after saying Putin was bombing Ukrainian homes, hospitals, and schools. The trade was negotiated in secrecy with Russia, Germany, and three other countries for more than a year.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang. Several suspects arrested in violent protests that erupted after the fatal stabbing of three children in northwest England have appeared in court as officials brace for more clashes over the weekend. The Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, has condemned the unrest and blamed it on far-right hatred. Starmer has vowed to end the mayhem and says police across the UK will be given more resources to stop a breakdown in law and order in the streets. Demonstrators over the coming days are being promoted online in Sunderland, Belfast, Cardiff, Liverpool, Manchester, and other places, using phrases including enough is enough, save our kids, and stop the boats. Nigerian police are on red alert and may seek the help of military after protests against the cost of living and governance issues turned violent in some cities. The Inspector General of Police made the statement and saying at least three protesters were killed in northern Kaduna State on Thursday. Reuters' Vita Chan.
At least three protesters were killed in Nigeria's Kaduna State on Thursday, according to Reuters reporters. Police there say they fired tear gas at protesters and not live ammunition.
We are drawing the attention of the public since that some bad elements are trying to hijack this protest.
Protesters are angry with President Bola Tinubu's economic reforms, which have led to rampant inflation. They were inspired by protests in Kenya in June that led to the government scrapping planned tax increases. Tinubu says he understands the pain caused by his reforms, but claims that they are the only way to put Nigeria on a firm path to economic growth.
That's Reuters' Vita Chan reporting. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.